Guys, Camila here. How have you guys been? Welcome to another episode of A What to the Weary podcast. Yes, it's episode 6, guys. Episode 6. 6. Yes, as always, it's a big deal for me. Every time I get to do a new episode, I know I say this at the beginning of every episode, but every time I get to do a new episode of this, it's like the biggest encouragement for me just because I am usually, you know, not very good at consistency. And if you're new here, if this is your first time seeing this, welcome. This is A What to the Weary. It's just your corner of the internet where you have this random stranger encourage you, tell you that life is good and you can live life great. And also, you know, remind you of the importance of doing life the God way. Also, this random stranger sometimes cannot English. Bear with me. Just happy to have you here. And if you've been here before, welcome back. It's cool to have you here again. So today, if you've been here before, and if you happen to listen to or watch the last episode, I did talk about letting go. And I talked about it from the POV of forgiveness. But yes, the last episode, the previous episode was about letting go. And the whole time I was preparing for this, trying to come up with what to talk about in the next episode, a lot of topics did come up, different things did come to mind. And I was going to go with those, you know, sit down, talk about something else. But as I was preparing for this today, this dropped in my heart about letting go, but in a different dimension. And I just thought, you know what, this is resonating very strongly right now, and so I'm like, you know what, I'm gonna talk about that instead. So in terms of letting go this time around, I'm not gonna say forgiveness is now about your scars. I'm gonna say let your scars heal, right? Let go of your wounds. That's what I'm talking about more today. So fun story, short story before I go on. In my first year of uni, 2011 2012, I think, my mom's birthday, right? I wanted to attend this party with my friends. So I went home for my mom's birthday, and usually I would sleep over, but because of the party that I wanted to attend, I had to rush back to school like that night. I wanted to go. My friends were going for a party. It was like this trendy club at the time, and I really wanted to be part of that. And so against all the warning, all the logic, I'm like, you know what, I'm going to school. We have this thing, you know, bikes, Okadas, motorbikes, commercial motorbikes. We had them a lot at the time, basically everywhere. Now they are like contained, and there are places where you can't take those anymore, like major roads. But before, it was everywhere. You could literally take a motorbike everywhere. So I bought one of those, and then, you know, that's the last thing I remember. I remember, even till date, I remember getting on the bike, and that's all. I woke up in the hospital, right? So I had this accident, which got me this beautiful conversation starter right here. I'm going to zoom in for those watching so you see it, but here. Yes, and here. This. Coincidentally, I'm wearing this today. I did not plan to put on an off-shoulder cardigan for the video, like to show off my scar. It just occurred to me as I started talking. This scar, literally as I was praying right before this. You know, this just came as I was talking. So yeah, it just works, right? So I had this car. Oh, I had this car and this car, and they were pretty big at the time. This one on my forehead started from like my nose bridge here and extended all the way, and I could feel it somewhere like here, not too deep in, just towards the front here. And you know, this one was just like big, but now this is all it is. It's literally that's all. It was just like a big marking, right? And I remember the process, you know, I had to get stitches. I woke up just as my stitches were getting completed. It just felt like a minor itch, right? But that was the beginning of serious itching. Guys, you know how we say, I have an itch. I need to scratch an itch. Look, if you've never had an injury, like a major injury, see, it's the thing where I can't English. Fun fact, if you're new here, I can't English very well. I might seem like I can, but I can't. I'm just trying my best. Anyways, back to the story. So yeah, I woke up while this was getting done. I remember I was so dramatic. I was so finicky, like, oh my God, mom, this is why I need a car. We were not rich. I don't know why I thought that I was going to just get a car. Here, you have to kind of, you know, have some money to get a car in your first year of uni. Unprovoked. What? Anyways, so the stitches got in, you know, it took some time. It took, to total recovery, it took over a month, right? My face was huge. I looked like a bunny, like a really cute bunny. My eyes were swollen for a while. I was, you know, just throwing up blood. Not like vomiting, just I was spitting a lot and it was bloody for a while, for like a week or two. Anyways, I remember like distinctly when this injury was healing. After the, especially after the stitches were out and it had started closing. You know, it's flesh meeting flesh again. Oh my God. The itching. Ah, it was crazy. Which is funny because after it closed and then it became a scar and it healed, nothing. The place was numb. As a scar now, like right on the scar, for the longest time, I couldn't even feel this. Like it was that numb. I couldn't feel a touch there. But while it was healing, and then it was always covered. So that made it worse. And I constantly wanted to just, you know, even here, this small one, just, and it's like that. Usually as humans, everybody has gotten like a few, I don't know, few hundred bruises in their lifetime. And one thing that is particular with all the injuries is I have a few bruises right now because, you know, cats. But yes, when you have those little scars, right? Something that you want to do is scratchy. It's just itchy and you don't know why. And the natural impulse, the human thing to want to do is scratch it. But when you scratch it, what happens? You prolong the healing time, right? You prolong the recovery. And that's what we do when we don't let go. A lot of times, right, people hurt us because it's natural, it's part of life and growth and all that. You're gonna get hurt. You're going to have people that you love, you're gonna have somebody that doesn't even know you. You know, but to talk less of people you love, people that don't even know you, strangers, right? Strangers on the internet, for instance, will hurt you, will say mean things to you, and then now take that to people that you love. Those are the big injuries. Those are the major head injuries. Those are the injuries that you have to get stitches for, that you get surgery for, that you have to numb the spots in your heart where they've torn you open. It's usually the people closest to you. Now, people will hurt you, and the natural human impulse, right? So it's the natural thing, of course, is when you get injured, healing starts to happen. For every injury, once you get caught, the moment after that happens, your body begins to heal almost immediately. That's the nature of the human body, which is why I just think, as you know, the kind of creatures we are, the kind of species we are, it's very fascinating to me how once you cut flesh open, as far as you know, there's life in that body. The natural inclination of that is to start to heal because your blood starts to clot, it starts to close up, you know, it starts to mend itself almost immediately. And so that's what happens to us when someone hurts us, right? Yeah, this is another scratch from my cat on my palm. This one hurt a lot. When someone hurts us, we acknowledge that hurt, right? That's the impact. That's the moment where it's like, oh my God. That's when it's high. And then that happens. And then naturally, we start to heal. So, you know, days pass, weeks maybe even pass. And we are getting better. We don't even remember. Sometimes we don't even remember the exact sequence of events anymore. And then it starts getting itchy. That can be something that reminds you of them. That can be even them reminding you of the incident. That can be you randomly having a recollection of the incident. That can be maybe someone has said something that hurt you and then the effect of that incident still remains. It's not as high, you know, it's not as heavy, but it's still there. And it just comes to you, you remember, and oh my God, it's a bad day all over again. It's a bad life. It's a bad mood. You don't want a human anymore because of that. And that's you scratching. I keep hitting this. Let's just bring it up a little. And that's you scratching the itch. And that's how the wound doesn't heal. And you've taken yourself back to square one. You've opened the wound again. You've peeled off the dried skin. Another story, when I was younger, before I started uni, I studied acting and a little bit of music for a bit. And from acting school, it was pretty far from my house, but I had this friend, a guy, still one of my good friends today, and we used to come home together. We used to leave school together because we went the same way. So I remember this particular day, we were leaving school together. Now, usually when we're leaving school, it's hard to get in the buses. The buses are always full because it's rush hour. We leave school around 5-6. It's rush hour. People are trying to get home from work. So it's hard to get a bus. To get a bus, you have to kind of rush with the people, struggle, jumping, you know, struggle. It's a lot. It's really hard. And so every time we were going home, it was a whole adventure. Now, me, I'm a soft girl. I know that I don't give that impression sometimes, especially to people who have known me for a while, or who see me outside, or who know me at work. But I'm a soft girl. I don't like stress. Any kind of stress. The only physical stress I want to go through is exercise. And even that, optional. So because of that, you know, you have to really fight to get in the buses. My friend used to help me. And so he would like stay at the door, because we Nigerian buses, we do have like the big buses, but there's also this small 14-seater bus, 12 or 14-seater bus. So it's not, it can't take a lot of people. You kind of have to fight your way in. And so he would fight his way to hold the door, hold some space for me so I can get in. And that was always the tradition. And then one day he made fun of me. He's like, you don't even, like, you don't have any strength. You are such a softy. Like, you can't even run for the bus. And something he used to do sometimes was, especially if we're not going home together, he would just hold the bus and jump on. And so when he said that to me, I was like, I will show you. I will show you that I am not as soft as you think I am. So that day, the bus came and, you know, I tried the thing. What? I'm thinking about it now. It's too funny. I held onto the bus and I tried to jump in. But the thing is, I did not calculate the height difference. So this, my friend at the time, we were still growing. So it was like maybe 5'9". At the time, out of my 5'2", which I am now, I had achieved 4'9". Of my 5'2", you know. And so I was 4'9", and I somehow thought that I could jump the same as a person who is a 4 feet taller than me. And so, of course, I did not make it into the bus. All I felt was just air. I just air and boom. But then again, the buses don't wait. They move really fast. So while I was still realizing that I had fallen to the ground, the bus started moving. All I could do was hold on. As the bus moved, it moved a few feet with me screaming, you know, before it stopped. In that time, my entire legs, like, I used to wear shift dresses and leggings, because, you know, acting school, you kind of have to, the default dress for stage is like the black leggings and a black tank top or a black sports bra, so you kind of have to be able to switch up your outfit fast. So it's just always leggings and shift dresses, or like jeans and, you know, stuff that's easy to take off. And that day I was wearing leggings and a sheet dress. And, you know, this bus dragged me. Thank God for the leggings. The damage was not so great. But then my entire legs, both legs, were bruised pretty badly. And so because I'm a short lady, I've always liked to wear, like, if I'm not doing baggy trousers, I like to wear short things. But because of these injuries, I became so conscious that I stopped wearing the short dresses or the sheep dresses altogether. I just started focusing more on trousers. In fact, I used to also favor skirts, but after that, and I think that was where it started for me, where I stopped wearing skirts almost entirely, except for like church, because I was in the choir, and church here is more traditional. I think I've talked about being brought up in a traditional Christian background a lot, so I'm not going to go there again. But yeah, so I started wearing trousers all the time. All the time. I mean, everywhere. Now it's kind of like my identity. Everybody knows me. Church work, school play, you know, outing, meetings, wherever it is, I will find a way to go there with baggy pants, or mom jeans, or, you know, just slacks. That's my thing now. It's my thing now. I'm stylish now. But, you know, then it was a whole thing for me. It was that I had scars. And then it continued such that even after I did not have scars anymore, even after my legs had healed, I still wore pants. And when people would just be like, why do you like trousers? I couldn't point out why. I just felt uncomfortable to show off my legs. I just felt uncomfortable. It wasn't even showing off my legs. I just didn't want my legs to show. And that came from a place of being ashamed of the scars that I had. Come to find out, you know, years into uni, it's girls goofing around. And just like, your legs are so nice. I'm like, And then I look at them and, you know, there's no scars anywhere. There's no scars anywhere. I had worn pants and covered up everything for years because I thought there were scars. There were no scars. The scars were all in my head. Sometimes we do that. I've just told like stories and stories for like the past 15 minutes, but I was getting to this. It's to say sometimes we do that. We forget that scars, injuries heal. We forget that injuries heal. We forget that sometimes injuries become scars, and scars are not always so bad. Sometimes scars, they melt into your skin. Sometimes scars are, you know, just a tiny bit different from your skin, and they don't look bad, they add to the beauty. Sometimes scars give your face character. I like to think that about myself because, you know, this is a great conversation starter. I kid you not, you know. Every time when I meet somebody and we don't know what to say, or you know that awkward face when you're just meeting someone, you're like, hi, what's your name? And you don't see anyone, you're like, oh, your scar, what happened to that? And well, you know me, I like to talk. That's a story, and then it's a conversation, and we're friends. I'm digressing, but the point is, scars are not always a bad thing. What makes them good or bad is our perspective, which is why I'm bringing this back to us to say, yes, let it go and forgive and all of that is for your peace, like I said in the last episode. But then beyond that is so that you stop hurting. And the only way to stop hurting is to stop scratching at open wounds, you know. And so, yeah, to bring this to the scripture, I wasn't going to do this with a reference scripture today. I think I said that at some point in the first episode, that there won't always be a scripture. I can't say there really is a scripture for this, but yeah, the scripture reference that I'll use, although it was talking about something else, scripture reference that I'll use for this is 2 Corinthians 5:17, which is, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. All things are become new. So, you know, it's kind of like that. You need to recognize old things as old things, right? Isaiah, I don't know. Tomato. Anyways, Isaiah 43, verse 18 to 19. I'm going to read the NIV version. It says, forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. See, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I'm making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. So sometimes one thing that happens when we are trying to, when we hold on to past things, is we don't see new. And I know I mentioned this briefly in the last episode, but I'm trying to emphasize it again. You literally can't, you won't see what's coming. You won't see any new. So if you keep playing, there's a habit that we have. Most people, I guess, I don't know if everybody has this habit, but most people have this habit. And it's that habit where you replay things that have happened in your head. Oh my God, this used to be my favorite pastime. So somebody has done something to me. Someone said something to me a couple days ago. I'm laying down in bed. It's 2 a.m. I have no business even being awake at that time if I'm not maybe like praying or meditating or something. But I'm awake and I'm just thinking of something that homegirl from work said to me the day before yesterday that did not sit right with me. And I'm not joking. I'm playing this in my head and I'm playing different scenarios of how to respond. I'm even now, and that's how this spirals, right? We start from there and then we spiral into, you know, future occurrences. Like, you know what? I know I'm going to see her tomorrow. And when I see her tomorrow, this is what I'll say. And when I say this, if she says this, I'm going to say, that is time wasting, guys. That's that's really time wasting. But yeah, to go back to where we were, it starts from us replaying. She said this to me. And it's crazy, right? It's crazy. I have stories for days on this. I mean, I'm not a very reactive person. I think I've said that before. I usually would marinate and then get angry 3 days later. And just right now as I'm speaking, I can remember stories in school where my friends laugh about this a lot, where somebody has said something to me. She said something to me. I remember we're having an argument with someone or something. My friend was arguing with someone or something. I'm like, I apologize for my friend's behavior. She's like, keep your apologies to yourself. But she said it's so saucy. And then I'm like, okay, I'm sorry. And then 2 days later, I remember and I blew up. Like, it was so hilarious. Out of the blue, we're having a random conversation. And I'm just going to call this girl Martha, just to, you know, for privacy purposes, because, you know, if she's watching this, she's going to be like, you said that? I don't want that. Anyways, back to the topic. It's 2 days later, or even more days, I can't even remember, you know. I've been thinking, since she said that to me, it just stayed in my head. I didn't let it go. And I kept thinking about it. And then 2-3 days later, I'm just like, Martha is so stupid. And my friends are like, whoa, what, why? I'm like, how dare she tell me to keep my apology to myself? It's so hilarious. And everyone starts laughing. But I'm there and I stew about it for a couple of weeks after that. And that's because in my head, I was still there. That's what we do when we don't let go of our injuries. So say I have a scratch here. It's closing and then I open it up. It's me remembering again. So this happened and this person said this to me. And then every time you see them, you remember what they said to you. Yeah. So this scripture, right? To go by is like, don't dwell on the past. It's explicit in saying that. This is the NIV version, right? Don't dwell on the past. There's a reason why. He says, I'm doing something. See, I'm doing a new thing. Do you not perceive it? The truth is, if you are dwelling on the past, you will not perceive the new thing. You'll be so focused on the past that you will not see the new thing coming. I'm making a way in the wilderness. That I picture, sometimes when I read the scriptures, right, I picture it like literal image play out of what's happening. So how this plays out in my head is, I'm making a way in the wilderness. So say you're in the wilderness, you're dwelling on the past, you'll be looking on the road behind you, right, and seeing there's literally nothing here. And meanwhile, like a tarred road, like a path is literally opening up before you. But you are so focused, like, you are not seeing that. You are not even hearing that. You can't, like, all your senses are tied to the emptiness behind you, that you can't see the road being made in front of you. That's how this plays out in my head. I am making a way in the wilderness. I'm making streams in the wasteland. There's another version that says rivers in the desert. You know, I think about it and it blows my mind how, if scriptures, like, if it can literally be spoken out like that by the prophet, like, guys, look, stop dwelling on the past. Stop dwelling on all the bad stuff that happened to you before. Stop dwelling on what's wrong. Stop dwelling on the roads that were closed. Stop dwelling on the doors that did not open. Stop dwelling on the dead ends, right? There's new happening. Do you not perceive it? Can you not see it? Do you not know it? That's what happens to us. A very popular example, for instance, people who, you know, they are survivors, because I can't find a better word for it, but they are survivors of maybe terrible relationships. It goes for both sexes, by the way. It goes for both genders, right? For instance, men, I have a lot of guy friends, and I've heard a lot of them say, there's this girl I used to be with, she did this and did that and did that, and from that moment, I swore, I promised myself that nobody would ever do this to me again. No woman will experience the softness of me again, or they will experience the bad guy. Or girls that say, I experienced this, the man I was with this did this and that and that, and so I swore that from now on, I'm going to be the war. I'm not going to be any man's peace. I'm going to do this and that. You are looking at the past. You are taking that wound. You keep opening it. And then it's growing, you know, it's growing its own little wounds inside. You're poking points in that wound that is uncovering new wounds. You are touching new tissue. You are injuring new places just from that. That's what happens. And, you know, I think I mentioned this last episode, but that's what leads to when somebody is a little nice to you and then you try to create a pattern. Oh yeah, this is how Jake was when I was with him. And so this guy must be like Jake. Ah, Jake, because I'm currently rewatching Brooklyn Nine-Nine. That's so random, but yes, that's the name that first came to mind. right? And then you're doing that thing where you're connecting people that aren't even connected, incidents that aren't even connected. That's what happens when you open old wounds. I feel like forgiveness is something that, or letting go is something that needs to be talked about more often. And I know I mentioned this briefly in the last episode, but how can you let go? It's to surrender. Surrender, you know? Surrender, surrender, surrender. Like, surrender your heart to God. Surrender that thing, that hurt, to God. It's always been the best thing for me. For everybody that has genuinely hurt me in my, you know, short life experience, I have done something where, especially when I realize that I am hurt. No, you know, there's people that offend you. And it's, again, a scratch. It's a tiny surface scratch. You don't even know when it heals because it's not that deep, right? It's not that deep. But there are people who hurt you and it's a deep gash. It's a deep one. You know, you are needing 20 stitches to pull this together. Well, 20 stitches is an exaggeration. That's a lot to go through. More like maybe 6-7 stitches to pull this together, to hold it close. You need 10 stitches to, you know, there are people who hurt you that much. And in that time, the painkiller, what's the word? Analgesic? Is it analgesic? I don't know. There's a word I'm looking for. Oh my God. It starts with A as well. Anesthetic? Is it anesthetic? I think it is. I'm not sure. But yeah, the one true source of that would be your surrender to God. Taking it to God. There is nobody that I have taken to God that I have been able to dislike in my heart. Even when I started out disliking them. There's nobody. And there's nobody I have prayed for that I disliked that I continued disliking. That's a thing. It's even when, you know, there are people you meet and then you just don't align. I don't know the word for that thing, but there are some people, you guys, you just don't align with them. Big truck passing. I'm going to pause for a bit. Thank you very much. Thank you for your service. Yeah. There's some people you meet, you just don't align. You just don't agree. You don't hate them and they don't hate you. But you just don't. It's just not there. Even people like that, you pray for them and you see the difference. Even if they still don't like you, it's just, there's just a difference in the nuance of your relationship. It's a respectable distance. You know, keyword respectable. So there's no hate or hard feelings there. But yeah, going back to just the point, which is how a lot of times we go back to, I think one of the hardest things about going back to what happened before is you start asking silly questions. Like, what if I said this? I said that earlier. Yeah, what if I said this? What if I've done this? You see those what ifs? Oh, you'll find yourself there hours later, especially if there's nothing to do. It's the middle of the night, guys. It's 3 a.m. You're like, when she said this, what if I said this? Then he escalated. Then we stay like, you take it somewhere in your head. That even leads to idle time, you know. That leads to idleness and empty fantasies and just wasting of time. And time is such an important resource. So, you know, it's one of those things. So one thing that must consciously keep in mind is that holding on to the past will hold you back. Another reason why you cannot keep scratching that scar. See, Holy Spirit. See, healing will only be complete if you let that wound close, despite the itch. Now, the itch here would represent those memories that will come and go of what happened. The itch will represent you seeing those people again. The itch will represent after breaking ties with a group of friends for a couple of years because of something crazy that happened. The itch will be meeting at a class reunion. or meeting at a reunion or a mutual acquaintances party of some sort. That would be the itch. You scratching that itch will be engaging negative feelings or thoughts about them in that situation, in that moment. Don't do that. When you do that, you are opening up the wound again. If it was healing before, you set your healing back. So avoid the temptation. Run away from the temptation to scratch it, to scratch that itch. Run away from the temptation. Don't give in to it. And it can be very tempting. Look, I know what it is. I mean, if you're for all my black sisters, you know the thing where you wear a wig and it's hot. I mean, this is, see how dense my hair is. Imagine putting a wig on top of this. It's hot. And you're in a place where you can't really go crazy on the scratching. And you don't have a pin or something, or like a long tail comb to just... Imagine being in that situation. Do you scratch it then? No. Employ that same discipline. I feel like the analogy is silly, but no, hear me out. Employ that same discipline when you encounter something from the past, someone from the past, a situation from your past that wants to bring up your old negative feelings or your old hurts. You know, just engage that same technique. I mean, if I'm in public, right, I have a wig on, I'm in public, maybe it's a very corporate setting, I'm trying to be all prim and proper, and then my cornrows start itching under my wig. Oh, I take a deep breath, I run my hands over my head once, pat myself very delicately, and that's all. That's all I'm getting. That's all I'm getting until maybe I get a private space to take off the wig and go. Ah! But in the moment when you can't go, you know, when you can't go all out, you will notice something actually. It's very rare that if you ignore that itch in that moment, it continues. Unless, of course, you have something somewhere that is maybe dandruff or lice, or it just happens. But it's not going to continue with the same intensity, is the point. The itch might come back at different points, but it won't continue with the same intensity. If you have an injury and it's itchy today, very itchy, and you don't scratch it, it's not going to continue with the same intensity. In fact, sometimes you don't even, it's even like the most common example is the eye. If you're one of those people that your eyes are sensitive and things get in your eye, doctors will advise you. I used to go all out before. Not a big truck. Literally, I'm upstairs. I can see from my window. Anyways, doctors will advise you, right? I used to, my eyes can be sort of sensitive, and you know, I used to be like, ugh. And doctors will tell you, don't do that. Just rub it softly once or twice. That's enough. That's because generally, when you scratch an itch, right, that you're not supposed to, it leads to adverse results. So if you've gotten nothing from all my ramblings today, it feels like I've been talking for about 30 minutes. I hope that something has dropped in your heart with this. Sometimes I feel like I should use the Bible references more. But this really, really just dropped in my heart today, and there were not a lot of references. And I think maybe one of the most particular references for me was actually the first one, the 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17, which is, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. All things have become new. And that applies to you if you're a child of God, right? We're all children of God. So I'm saying this in context of you haven't acknowledged that part of your identity as being a child of God. Then you know that all things are passed away. I'm not going to be mad at somebody who did something to me in secondary school, or somebody who said something to me in university. I'm not going to be mad at someone who said something to me at my last job. I'm not even going to be upset at something somebody did 2 weeks ago at my current job or last week. Because all things are passed away. That's not a one-time thing. It's a continuous thing. If it's not a continuous thing, the Bible will not say renewing your mind daily. It's a continuous thing. Renewal, especially when you are in God, renewal is a continuous thing. It doesn't stop at one-time renewal. So it means when we're talking about letting go, when we're talking about not opening up old wounds, it's constant. This tells me that you're going to get new wounds every day. Someone is going to offend you. Like I said, I'm sure when Jesus said 70 times 7 times. I said 44. When Jesus said 70 times 7 times, I'm sure I was not talking about in your entire lifetime. Renewal is a conscious daily effort. It's not going to stop with, you know, you saying, I forgive everybody that's offended me, but anybody that starts now, they're going to go in my death note. I don't know why I said note, but yes. They're going to be in the death note if you offend me starting today, because I'm a new creature and that's what I do now. I'm digressing. But to bring it back, yes, that's not how it works. It's that all things are passed away. And so yesterday is an old thing. So if you upset me yesterday, best believe I'm not there today. Because it's an old thing. If I'm feeling sour about it, then I have to talk to you. I think I'm even saying this to myself as well. Up until recently, oh, something beautiful, right? This is a digression of sorts, but something beautiful that maybe the Lord has been teaching me in this season of my life is actual open communication. I did say it in maybe episode 2 or 3 of this, that I don't like confrontation. I don't know, I said in one of the episodes, very recent, 2 or 3 episodes ago, that I'm not into confrontation. Now the Lord is teaching me to confront things heavily. So in my relationships these days, my friendships, you know, my acquaintances, even colleagues, I can say, hi, so you said this or you did this. It made me feel uncomfortable. You said this and it hurt me. And it's been a couple of occasions now, not once, not twice, not 3 times. And all those people have said, thank you for telling me how you feel. I learned something from this. So I'm seeing that even in our relationship, it's so effective. Another good way to let go is to literally open up about it. Let it go. So if somebody has hurt you, don't go sulking and assigning blame that they don't even know about to them. Did you talk about it with them? Did you inform them that, hey, you hurt me, you hurt my feelings, I'm not so happy about how this played out? Did you do all of that? Did you call them honestly and say, I love you, I'm not attacking you, I'm not trying to fight, I just want to tell you how this made me feel. I may have misinterpreted you, but this is how it made me feel. Is that what you meant by it? Did you do all of that? Because there's also a part that communication plays. I know last episode I talked about taking it to God and forgiving, and this time around I did talk about not opening up to the negative emotions. But in your own place, did you try to follow peace? To relate it to the injury, did you put a balm over the injury? Every time I get like a scratch or like an injury or something, if I can't put like some oil, I don't even use any specific oil. Sometimes it's Vaseline, sometimes baby oil, sometimes it's just maybe honey or aloe vera or something, but I always put something over it, just something that is soothing in that moment that gives me a calmer feeling. Did you try to soothe that scar, that bruise, before it started to scar? Because if you did not, and then you just go to open it up, you are making your skin unhealthy. Now, to relate the example, you are making your heart unhealthy. You are harboring hurt. You are harboring pain. You are roughshodding the entire process. So if someone has hurt you, if someone has bruised you, let them know. In the gentlest, most loving way possible. You're not trying to fight. You're just trying to say, I'm not so comfortable with this. This hurt me. I'm not happy about this. And then going beyond that is to take it to God. Let it go. You know, open your heart. Like the scripture tells us, old things are passed away. Old things are passed away. If someone hurt you a couple of months ago and you're just waiting for them to see how you mess them up today, you're holding on to the whole, oh my God, you're holding on to the old things. So, where I come from, Oshun to be precise, we have a very strong age factor. My daily fight as an adult, oh, I just kissed the mic. I always do this. Yes, my daily fight as an adult is not to engage my age factor. But try as I might or may,
It comes out all the time. Oh my god. Anyway, see, I'm sweating. That's an embarrassed little, sweat. Anyways, what was I saying? Yeah. So, if all things are passed away and all things have become new, you have to literally pass them away. It's why one of my favorite rules that I've heard that couples have, married couples, is how they say we don't sleep angry with each other. We never go to bed angry. We never go to bed with a fight. We always, talk about it and solve it. We can't sleep. It's such a good rule because you ensure that today's troubles stay in today. They don't go with you to tomorrow. It's even in scripture, sufficient for the day is the trouble thereof. Today's trouble, today's wahala is enough for today. I beg, stay in today. Let that be something that you consciously do. And the principles are there, to take it to the Bible. I was trying not to take this to the Bible today, but it's all there. I keep saying it. There's literally nothing you cannot find reference for in the Bible. So to take this to the Bible, we're already told to follow peace with all men. There's a reason why, if you combine a couple of scriptures, you'll see the full template for letting go and not opening up old scars by yourself. Because there's the place of whoever has offended you. And like I said in the last episode, forgiveness is more about you than about them. So, but there's your place. There's a place of understanding that all things are gone and all things have become new. There's a place of understanding that you can forget the past things because, behold, He will do a new thing. And to perceive it, you have to... It's literally in that scripture. Behold, I will do a new thing. Shall you not know it? NIV says, do you not perceive it? It means to perceive it, you have to literally not be perceiving anything else. So how are you going to see that God is helping you learn communication? For instance, in my case, it is because it's always been one of my boasting points. I'm not confrontational. But what that also meant for me was, if somebody hurt me, instead of me to talk about it, I would just in my head sort it out, and in true, introvert version, fashion rather, in true introvert, Canon English. Yes, I would just, give them an excuse, and in true introvert fashion, I would then slowly excommunicate them. And then I even found a justification for it. You know what my justification was? My MBTI. I've taken the MBTI test about 7 times over the past 4 or 5 years now. It's the same thing. So that gave me a very strong justification for that habit. I am an INFJ. So I would go online and read about INFJ traits and be like, yes, the INFJ is highly sensitive and they tend to just shut people out of their lives when, and I'm like, oh yeah, this is a personality thing. Yeah, I'm not doing anything wrong. But I was. Look, that's a topic for another day, right? But I'm just going to say here, it's really bad behavior to use things like MBTI, temperament, horoscopes, star sign, spirit number, all the things that people use to justify certain habits, especially if they are not good, right? Being a crappy communicator is not good. In the name of being non-confrontational, going away, stuffing your emotions is not healthy. Nothing makes it healthy. Nothing makes it, stopping your emotions is not healthy no matter how you look at it. Rather, creating a space for honest and open communication where you can say, hey, I'm not happy with this. Hey, I'm not comfortable with this. And you are not upset that someone has told you that. And another person is not, the other person is not upset that you've told them that. That's actually what's best. So, yeah, for me, I even had to, I realized, I'm just like, thank you God for this new lesson, because I was genuinely using that as my excuse. Like, you can say a million and one reasons why I shouldn't do something. I'd be like, I try not to do that too, but my personality, I'm an introvert, I'm even an INFJ, so I'm a core introvert, and I was giving myself excuses. Those excuses to be honest, do not fly. They don't excuse that habit. It's a bad thing. A lot of times, I just love to check if I'm recording. In case you're watching this and you're wondering why my sitting posture just changed all of a sudden. A weird jump cut, right? But a lot of times we do that as well. We justify our less than healthy actions, right? Like dwelling on an old wound and saying, it's because I am an INTJ. I can't relate to other people's, or because I am a melancholic, choleric, whatever. I cannot help myself. When someone offends me, I have to hold on to it. And then, you know, it takes me ages to forgive somebody. It's not healthy, regardless of your temperament mix or your MBTI or your, I'm a Virgo. So Virgos, you know, Geminis, we be crazy like that. We are very petty. Mm-mm. If it's not healthy, it's not healthy, regardless of what your personality is, regardless of what your temperament or your MBTI is. Don't use those things as excuses. Fix up. And fixing up means looking at a place where you've been hurt, looking at an incident that has hurt you, and saying, I will not make this a big event in my life. I will move on from this. Then do that. And I'm not saying this to mean you can do it immediately. Sometimes it literally takes years. I have had the occasion of praying for somebody who is very dear to me, close to me. I prayed for years. Just God, please. Just take this person, you know, control their heart, let them get to know you, you know, give them, and then also, Lord, cleanse my heart of any hatred towards this person. Help me to see this person as you see them. I said that prayer so much, sometimes in tears, because I was genuinely frustrated about this person, but it does happen. So, you know, to not digress or not to make this too long. The point, I need to stop eating this mic. The point for today is, one, don't open up your old wounds. And when you get a wound, we start from the point of the injury, right? We start from the point of injury. You've gotten an injury, put a salve over it. Try your best not to make it scar badly. Let it heal. Don't scratch it while it is healing. Don't bring up old issues. Don't encounter somebody and bring up something they did to you 2 months ago. Then, if you've already passed that stage and the wound has scarred and you keep trying to, you know, tear it open again by yourself, imagine the redundancy of that action. Imagine me taking a knife to this now and just cutting it open again when it's been scarred for about 13 years now. Very redundant action, right? Exactly. That's how you look when you are trying to fight with somebody that hurt you 10 years ago. That's how you look. Like I take a needle now and I'm trying to pierce the skin apart. I'm going to look ridiculous to anybody who is watching, no matter who they are, no matter how crazy they may be. They are going to see that and be like, ah, no, she's crazy. That's a mess. Exactly. That's what you look like when you try to bring up an argument from your childhood as a full adult now. When you try to dig up something that somebody did, sometimes it's not a scar, right? Because a scar tells you that the injury healed. Sometimes the wound is there for that 13 years. And that's because every time it's closing up, you scratch it open. So even that, you need to stop that. Don't do that. That's not healthy either. Instead, when you get an injury, when you get a human scar, a heart scar, before it begins to open up and widen and become, you know, a cesspool of just all the negative feelings in life, before you get there, put a salve over it. The salve might be conversation with this person, like a honest conversation with this person. The salve might be praying about the situation and letting God, letting the Holy Spirit walk through their heart and your heart together. The salve may be taking a step back to even also honestly self-reflect. What was my role in this? How did I encourage this? And if you genuinely have no role in this, how can I, you know, ensure that this doesn't happen next time? Oh, sorry. And if you have a role in that, how can I ensure that this doesn't happen next time? If you do not have a role in that, then go to them. You did this, it hurt me. And if you cannot do that, take them to God. Lord, this person really hurts me. I'm trying to get over it. Help me. And in the meantime, I'm starting to see them as the scum of the earth. I'm trying to see them as a thing that is worse than the dirt beneath my shoe. So help me also to fix my sight. Help me to fix the way I look at people. That's a valid prayer, guys. It's a very valid prayer. You'll be surprised how much God knows these things because he sees our hearts. And he knows the struggles that we have. He's not judging us for it. And my words are colorful because I'm a writer. But yes, I think some people would feel that sometimes. I have felt that sometimes. I have said variations of that prayer a lot. And God heard them. The people that I would describe as scum at certain points in my life, I do not anymore. I'm like, yeah, that's just a person who is trying to figure stuff out, is what I would say now. But yeah, it really does help you. Again, like I said, scars bring character, but you have to actually let them heal and scalp pretty nicely. If you keep opening up, it won't even scalp nicely. It'll be a mess. So yeah, to round up, I just want to encourage you today. Always, always, all the time, let your wounds heal. Let it go. Don't open up old scars. Release it. You know, let old things go. Everything is new. Focus on the new. Be in the new. Be here. Be here now. That's a topic for another day, but I have been speaking for about 50 minutes now, and so I'm going to stop here. And maybe the next thing I'll talk about is being present. I don't know. You know, it's a very distracted world. So that's a very pressing topic, even for myself. I need to have that talk with myself as well. But yeah, that's all for today. Be encouraged to focus on the new. Be encouraged to let go of the old pain. Be encouraged to let go of people who have hurt you. Be encouraged to learn to communicate properly, you know, maturely, honestly. Be encouraged to forgive people even when they've not apologized, even when they've not made a whole sacrifice to earn your forgiveness. I already talked about that in the last episode. So yes, the person doesn't have to apologize because, like I always say, it's more about you. We are all living individual stories. So, you know, if you're waiting for apologies or, you know, concessions, retributions from people, you are just making them one of the main characters in your life, and that's a lot of stress. So yeah, that's all for today. I cannot believe that I even talked for this long because, like I said, I thought about this when I was preparing to shoot a different video, you know, different topic. And it just kept pressing on my heart, and I was like, you know what, let me talk about it. And that's all for today. Now, for the song recommendation for today, it's a random worship song because, to be honest, that's the only song that I can think of when I think of all things that have passed away and all things have become new. And it's weird that this is the song, but it's I Surrender by Hillsong. And I don't know why that's the song that's coming to me today, but that's the song that's coming to me today. I Surrender by Hillsong. You know. And I guess maybe it's because one of the ways, again, to learn to let go is to surrender to God. When you surrender to God, there's a way he takes over your, even the way you process emotions. Because you will see people and see incidents and relate to people from a different point of view, right? It's going to be very, very led by God. So if someone hurts you, you will know that they are not out to get me. They are humaning. And humaning entails a lot of mistakes. A lot of those. It's a ridiculous amount of mistakes that we make as humans, I guess. Yeah. So, yes, the song for today is I Surrender. Oh, and also, if you did not watch the last episode, I'm just going to recommend that song again. It's A Heart That Forgives by Kevin Levar. You should really listen to it. I'm not going to sing it or talk about the lyrics again because that just makes me tear up.
Oh yeah, and that's all for today. Thank you so much for watching this. If you watched or listened to the end, you know, thank you for that. And I hope this encouraged you. I hope your spirit was lifted. I hope you got some new insights on just, you know, how to live life easier, how to live life easier. And finally, I would say, dear friend, I hope that all is well with you and that you are as healthy in body as you are strong in spirit. Bye.